Customer's not answering, Miguel. It's going straight to voicemail.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me turn on my way. Sir, my dispatch is trying to call you. I don't know if she's saying it's going straight to voicemail. They gotta call your phone, yeah. Oh, his phone's actually it's out of battery. Can you just type to him on my phone?
Yes, I can talk to him on yours if you don't have a home line. I sure can.
Okay, no problem. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Martinez. This is Cheryl with XPO, and Miguel just informed me that he needs to install a gas valve in order for your unit to be installed properly and work. And I was calling to collect that payment. He advised that the payment amount is $94.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get you taken care of.
I think I left my wallet. Check to see if my wallet's in that coat. It's not downstairs. Go all the way
to the right. And the address on the order, the 54 Myers Road, Plano, Illinois, 60545. Is that information correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And I have a email address because that's how we would email you your receipt of ADAMDAVID318@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Okay. Copy all that information over on the cell. Just copying your information over, okay? Zip code in. Okay, and I'll take that card number 4 digits at a time.
Okay, it is 4782-0020-5628-2884.
Okay, and for security reasons, I'm not allowed to repeat that number to you. I need you to repeat it back to me.
Okay, it's 4782-0020-5628-2884.
Okay. And the type of card, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And the expiration?
12/24.
Okay. Okay, I just email you a copy of your receipt. Is there anything else I can assist with?
No, I'll give you back to the technician.
All right. Thank you so much. You do have a great evening, Mr. Martinez.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Okay, Miguel, I have that payment. Do you need the authorization number or anything?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, and let me see if it'll let me add it in the system. It still won't let me add it in the system, Miguel.
I already arrived.
Okay. I don't know why it won't let me.
Maybe I have to close out the order.
Yeah, I did that. I'm going back in it now. It still won't let me add it in to do it. So you checked in and said that you were on site. Let me check something in DMS. It gets on my nerve. Actually, it is showing this as a redelivery. Let me see what's going on.
Yeah, because they rescheduled the first time. Because they reselected appliances.
Right.
I came here the first time. Their dishwasher wasn't compatible to the setup, so they
okay.
just sent everything back.
All right. Let me get you to do something. You brought in all the products, Miguel.
I'm sorry?
You brought all the products that's listed on the order?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And this is for the range. Okay.
Yeah, range. Yes.
All right. I'm going to try to put the actual item in a complete status and see if it'll let me do it. No, what's wrong with this? Just the product. I'm going to put just the range and complete and see if it'll let me do it now. I don't know what be wrong with DMS. Although it's not showing that you are on site. It's not showing me that you're on site at his home. Normally it'll show me that you're there, but it's not doing that.
Maybe.
Try refreshing
Maybe
yours.
Okay. Yeah, I already refreshed it.
Okay. I'll refresh again on my end. Still won't let me do it. How long is it going to be before you finish, Miguel? And I'll just make myself a note to go back to the order.
I think I've maybe like 25 minutes.
Okay. All right. I'll go back to it after that.
Okay. All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Thanks, Miguel.
I'm
you have a great day. Cheryl. Sherylll.
Oh, Cheryl. Yes, Cheryl. I'm sorry. Okay, Cheryl. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling us here at XPO.
Thank you.